Southeast Asia is a continent that is full of rich, diverse natural resources. And the majority of people that utilize these resources are really underrepresented in data and information systems and often disconnected with digital technologies. The use of technology, unfortunately, has perpetuated and compounded impacts upon these communities in terms of divestment of rights, divestment of lands and territories, and other services.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of change makers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of GRAPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues. I'm Red from Engage Media, and without further ado, here is our episode. Hello everybody and welcome to Pretty Good Podcast, Digital Rights in the Asia Pacific with Engage Media. My name is Red and we are recording a very special edition of Pretty Good Podcast. We are at GRAPAC 23 in Chiang Mai and I am joined today by Peru. Welcome, Peru.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us about your organization's work?
I work with the East-West Management Institute, and we manage a project across Southeast Asia and across Asia on Indigenous data sovereignty. And as part of that work, we try to build data governance systems with Indigenous peoples and with a specific focus on women in the environmental sectors.
And can you tell us more about those two main issues that you're working on?
Southeast Asia is a continent that is full of rich, diverse natural resources. And the majority of people that utilize these resources are really underrepresented in data and information systems and often disconnected with digital technologies. And so the use of technology, unfortunately, has perpetuated and compounded impacts upon these communities in terms of divestment of rights, divestment of lands and territories, and other services. And so we're really trying to support Indigenous communities to build up their data and information systems, to have greater sovereignty over this information, to increase data governance, to be able to assert self-determination rights. And this is really important because without self-determination rights and being able to articulate those rights and linkages in ways of Indigenous knowledge means that they don't have access to international mechanisms or perhaps local laws to claim tenure rights over lands. And this has huge implications upon how we govern our land, but also how we manage and conserve our natural resources. And so the project is really trying to strengthen Indigenous peoples to articulate their Indigenous knowledge, to assert self-determination rights, and then contribute more equally to climate change and other climatic environmental issues.
Indeed, that is very important work. As we work on digital rights issues and all of the technology involved, it's very difficult to remember that that is grounded on natural resources and very linked to the climate.
And more specifically within that is the gender divide as well, and the gender disparity. And so much of our program also works at looking at how do we build up women's leaderships within this space? How do we support women to articulate and tell stories about how they are involved and engaged in natural resource management and also conservation, because they're often not included in data sets or decision-making processes when it comes to designing conservation projects. And so by articulating their story, we hope to build a stronger representation of women within this space, not only digitally, but in the conservation sector.
The climate, underrepresented communities, women, those are all tracks at this Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly. Can you tell us about the sessions that you're hosting here?
I will be hosting a co-creation workshop tomorrow afternoon, and it's specifically going to highlight the work that we're doing with women environmental defenders. And we're going to run it as a workshop to try and raise some awareness and highlight some of the gaps in terms of the way we think about how women engage in online and offline spaces, and what are the risks involved for them. And then how can we identify the creation with them to create safer spaces so that they can actually continue their work and be role models for other women that come after them? So that's that workshop tomorrow. And I'm hoping that everyone is going to come and join us.
Definitely. We will try to get as many people there. And you yourself have been participating in other sessions and in other conversations related to your work. Can you tell us a bit about those conversations?
Yeah, so we support many projects throughout Asia on disinformation, on AI, on other data governance and data literacy programming. We also support the State of Open Data report, which was revised just recently. So I'll be on a panel on Thursday as well, talking about the state of open data in Asia and the progress that we've made. And hopefully those conversations that we have will articulate a new path forward on how to advance open data in Asia.
And yeah, what kinds of plans are you thinking of after this assembly? You have plans and ideas, like what would you start working on?
Well, the amazing thing about this conference is that it has really pulled together an eclectic mix of stakeholders that work in this digital human rights space. And I have to say, it is the same space. Digital rights is a human rights. And so many of the collaborations that I've had about potential collaborations. So looking for, you know, researchers doing disinformation work, looking at AI collaborations specifically around ethics. I mean, there's a wealth of knowledge at this conference.
Indeed. And if we want to learn more about your work or even join or contribute, like how would our viewers and listeners do that?
So they can visit our platform at opendevelopmentmekong.net, and that's available for everyone to access. And we have a blog post that you can follow us and track our work on there as well.
And do make sure to check the description of this episode as well as the accompanying blog post. We will make sure to add all of the relevant links in there. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Red.
We hope you enjoyed that conversation. If you want to watch or listen to more, go to engagemedia.org/podcast, where all of the podcast platform links are on. If you want to watch the episode, go to cinemata.org. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.